Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I have heard, we have heard a lot of specific proposals and a lot of diversities on how to proceed with. So I'd like to propose some 10 possible guiding elements to discuss options for the future. And my question is that how each option can promote the 10 elements. I think the first element, which is probably most important, is that how to deal with concerns expressed by the many countries, concerns by many civil society this morning. That is the how to respond to the challenges and urgencies of what we are facing or what we'll be facing in the future. In that respect, I think that we have to focus on implementation and existing international humanitarian law restrictions and prohibitions, and so that we can make it much more real and kind of impact can be seen now and for the future, very definite, immediate future. And second point is then how important it would be to raise awareness of or understanding of the measures already taken on a daily basis, and also how to deal with challenges surrounding issues related to laws. So this second point is really important, that we are certainly raising our own awareness, listening to specific measures taken and the challenges we are facing. So which option would be best served? This second element. And the third, if I may say, is that how to promote the commitments or implementations, immediate measures to ensure compliance with IHL. And we have already heard so many specific ideas and proposals. So I think the guiding element should be how each option can promote implementation and also take immediate measures to ensure compliance with the IHL. And four, I think, other element is that we have conducted this discussion for the past 5-6 years. So I think when we talk about the options, how we can kind of build on and deepening our past achievements and discussions, particularly discussions this week. So we have to think of some element that how to continuity or building on the past achievements can be ensured through these options. And another, I think, point is that we have certainly heard divergences of the views, but at the same time, we have heard a lot of convergences, particularly focusing on the possible guiding principles. So what option would be the best to confirm or reaffirm or elaborate commonalities articulated in the possible guiding principles? And the five point is that it is true that we have a different understanding of the challenges. So of which option would be the best or helpful to narrow common understandings on differences? And I mean narrowing the understanding of the differences and also having common understandings if we are not kind of fill the gap on differences and the background, why we are so different on understanding. So this is an element that we should look at. And then which option would serve to narrow our differences. And another point that I'd like to raise is that how which option would be the best to reflect discussions on inclusive and diversified views as appropriate as possible. I think that's also an option that we should bear in mind. And another, I think, element is that how to explore best way ahead within the context of CCW. I know that this morning we have heard that several views that It would be better to utilize other fora. But what is at our table is how to best explore the way ahead within the context of CCW. And finally, I'd like to touch on two points. First is that since we are now in the March meeting and August is coming, but what we have to work on is that in order to have clear ideas about what we need to do, what we can do between March and August to enable options most significant. From that perspective, we need to think of our options forward so that we can work hard on the between March and August, I think including informal consultations, which the chairman already proposed having twice. And finally, if I may, that and which option could gain consensus or achieving highest common denominator, or at least ensuring our lowest common denominator. These are the reasons Japan has proposed that the concrete outcome document is most important in the to respond to these elements. But we are very open to various discussions. And from that perspective, I'd like to point out three points. First is that the use of Article 36, additional protocol is widely discussed, but the question is how make it alive and how make it function very well. So this is really a challenge, and this is not really good enough, but we certainly focus on how to utilize this clause. And second is that it is related to Estonian proposal, Australian experiences, and many, many ideas, Switzerland and ICLC, and that is, we should focus on characterization. But characterization and definition is not easy. And so one element that we should focus on is the context-specific limits or context-specific requirements, with some exceptions. So if we really want to work on this element, it requires really a technical expertise and very detailed discussions, and also legal aspect will be very important. So this area requires a lot of concerted efforts to work out. So I think that this point should be given priority for the coming months. And finally, I think that it's really important that how to deal with the machine learning or human-machine interface. That is really challenging, and which is the character of the difficulty we are facing, autonomous functions. But one element would be very important is that how to ensure the post-use assessment. As discussed in this room for many times, that the machine learning is really challenging, but in order to be realistic about that potential post-use assessment would be very key to this issue. Because we are using autonomous functions now, but how to kind of understand the autonomous function is really important. So in that sense, we have to focus on post-use assessment. And this is my kind of a personal observation to in order to be support the chairman and in order to be interactive. But having heard these many points that we need to have some common, common elements to how to discuss these options. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.